This is Ed Sherwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending January 25th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 237.26, which was $5.55 higher than the previous Friday, but with only 543 loads sold for the week in this daily box beef cutout. However, this cutout had been over 240 on Wednesday, but dropped back almost $3 by Friday. The comprehensive or the average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that spot trade along with the formulas, exports, and out front sales, that was at 226.59, and that was $11.32 higher, and volume continues to be good, but dropping back slightly each week. The total reported box beef volume was 6,082 loads, which was 283 loads lower than last week, but still very good considering these new all-time high prices. The formula trade was at 3,367 loads, and that was 55% of the total loads sold, and up only 16 loads from last week, so just about steady. The out-front sales were at 921 loads, and that was 119 loads less than the previous week. And those exports, they were at 766 loads, and that was 71 loads fewer than last week. In the spot trade for those primal cuts, most items were dramatically higher again, except the ribs. They were $2 to $5 lower. Those rounds and chucks were $16 to $24 higher, setting new all-time record highs once again this week. Loins were $3 to $4 higher, and those 50% trimmings were steady early in the week, but they were almost $15 lower by Friday. The cow cutout was $1.50 higher, and those 90% trimmings were about $2.90 higher. In the finished cattle trade was great once again, trading $5 to $8 higher at $147 to $150. Dress prices were $11 to $12 higher at $239 to $241, but most of the trade was around $240. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,267 pounds, and that was 2 pounds lower than the previous week, and that compares to 1,271 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending January 11th was 5 pounds lower at 871 pounds, and that compares to 872 last year and 853 pounds for the previous five-year average. No doubt the weather conditions have really had some impact on those animal performance and carcass weights lately. The choice select spread was about $1 on Friday, which was about $1.40 lower as retailers continue to bid up that select product. Thank you. This has been Ed Sherwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.